WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Just in, the Labor Department says new jobs in October were flat from September to October. Unemployment rate also unchanged. All of this was kind of expected, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Many of the jobs that were lost during this period are likely to come back online next month, or at least in the coming months, depending on the pace of recovery due to the hurricanes.
Vice President Harris's closing arguments last night in Las Vegas.
A Trump sales tax, the economists say, would cost the average family an extra $4,000 a year.
Former President Trump saved some of his venom for former Congresswoman Liz Cheney and her father, the former vice president who endorsed Harris.
I don't blame him for sticking with his daughter, but his daughter is a very dumb individual, very dumb.
On X, Liz Cheney says this is how dictators destroy free nations. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. With the general election just days away, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump will hold competing rallies in Wisconsin. Both Vice President Harris and former President Trump are scheduled to hold rallies in the Milwaukee area on Friday, just a few miles away from each other. The Milwaukee area is crucial for both candidates to win the swing state, as most recent presidential elections in the state have been decided by less than 23,000 votes. Trump will return to Fiserv Forum, while Harris will visit the State Fair Park. If you want to vote early in Wisconsin but still haven't done it yet, your window is rapidly closing. The final day for in-person early voting in most communities is Friday, unless your municipality offers early voting over the weekend. There will be no in-person early voting anywhere in Wisconsin on Monday to give election workers the time they need to prepare for Election Day. For details on when in-person early voting will be offered in your area, you should check with your local clerk. If you can't vote early over the weekend, you'll have to wait for Tuesday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced new plans to replace nearly 16 miles of highway between Cadott and Cornell. According to DOT officials, the project is currently planned for 2027 and would replace 15.5 miles of Highway 27. The project is expected to cost between $8 and $9 million. It would involve resurfacing the road, replacing a pedestrian underpass in Cadott, and completing work on the Yellow River Bridge. DOT officials will host a public hearing on the future project on November 13th at the Cadott Elementary School. Eau Claire residents will need to start remembering where their car is parked starting this week. The city of Eau Claire is reminding residents that alternate side parking will go back into effect beginning at midnight on November 1st. While alternate side parking is in effect, residents will need to park their cars on the odd-numbered side of the street on odd dates and the even side of the street on even dates. The alternate side parking will allow city officials to clear snow off the roads faster and improve safety. Alternate side parking will end on May 1st. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. At 5-3, Luke Fickell asked if he's concerned about getting to a bowl game this year.
All we're thinking about is Iowa. And, I mean, to think anything past that is crazy.
NFL, the Packers injury list growing. Defensive back Jaire Alexander with a knee injury. Jordan Love with a groin. Starting center Josh Myers with a severe left wrist injury that could prevent him from blocking and pass protection.
It's really... It's just going to depend on how I feel these next couple days, you know, and whether or not I feel like I can do it. I think the big thing for me is I just got to make sure I'm not going to hurt the team by playing, you know, so I just have to answer that question.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Grizzlies 122-99. A lot of missed open shots.
This may be the greatest make-miss night ever. The defensive transition was still awful tonight.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. They host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s. And then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
Hey, do I rate?
You absolutely, I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I have D.C. Metro Police Officer Daniel Hodges. He was there on January 6th. We discuss. And first congressional district candidate Peter Barca. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl.
It's Friday, man, right?
Yeah, we made it to the end of another week.
Yeah, man. Were you out? Did you feel a change in the weather yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, the wind was just ridiculous yesterday. It almost blew me off the road on my drive home.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was just howling all day.
Yeah. Did it knock the leaves off the last leaves that around the property?
Yeah. I mean, we already had lost a lot of leaves. We had, to be honest with you, last night was Thursday night. So Wednesday night, we actually had in our front yard a huge branch come off a tree.
Wow.
Yeah. So It seems like the wind has abated, but the cold has set in.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's going to 55 and 60 is going to feel warm from this point forward. Anyway, got a great show lined up for you this morning. By the way, I was at an event last evening, and Bill Clinton was there. And it was a... What do you call it, man? There weren't a lot of people there. It might have been about 120 people. And I will tell you, it was kind of, you know, dealing with faith base and pastors and, you know, black pastors. And that's what it really was about. And I can tell you, man, that I really enjoyed Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, if you haven't seen him or heard from him in some time, has really, the ravages of time have really affected him. They affect all of us. But I always remember Bill Clinton being this strong, physically strong guy, quick-witted, and those kinds of things, but you see him today, and he'll kind of surprise you. And you know, some of us age differently. And Bill Clinton, I don't know how old Bill Calvin. How old is Bill Clinton? Can you check that out for us, please? He's got to be 75, you know, 76, somewhere around there. But man, he really physically looks frail. I think Calvin's got it.
Yeah, Bill Clinton is 78 years old.
Oh, he's 70. He's Donald Trump's age. Okay, so he's 78. So that kind of explains it. He looks frail. But I'll tell you something. I've listened to Bill Clinton for decades. I never enjoyed Bill Clinton more than I did yesterday evening. In an intimate setting. I guess that's what I was looking for. In an intimate setting. And he was talking about, he said, so I know both candidates. He said, I know Donald Trump. Freudian slip. He didn't say Donald Trump. I'm saying it, Donald Trump. He said, I've known him for, long time. My wife has known Kamala Harris for over 30 years. He said, I'm not here to run. I'm not here running for anything. He said, I'm here appealing to you for my grandchildren. Because if this man gets elected, I fear for my grandchildren. He said, I was the president of the United States for 8 years, 2 terms. And you know what he said? He said, my ego wanted me to get a third term. But he said the system is shaped in such a way that the architects of it knew the inherent danger in giving anybody that power for more than 2 terms. And then he quoted Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Where Donald Trump said, if you vote for me this time, you'll never have to vote again. He said that. Donald Trump said that. He said that. And so Bill Clinton was saying, do you understand the inherent dangers with a man who is so in love with power and the impact of what could happen to our nation? He was strong last night. I recorded the whole thing, and I'm going to see how we can break it down and play it, different excerpts of it, because he said so many things that I think, man, people should hear. He said this. He said, I've got the best experience. I was the president for 8 years. I know more than you the fear of what can happen if Donald Trump gets reelected. This is Bill Clinton. He, even though Bill Clinton was a Democrat, he governed as a centrist. Many of his policies, Democrats were opposed to. And so he wasn't exactly somebody that, people on the left were in love with. I didn't love Bill Clinton and some of his policies. I have to just tell you straight up, I've never been a big Bill Clinton fan. And not because of, all the shenanigans with Monica Lewinsky and other things. But yesterday, I felt him. As he stated, I'm not running for any office. I'm coming to you as a concerned grandparent about what happens if Donald Trump gets reelected. Now, I'm not going to change it back, because after we get through talking today, you'll understand why, he's now officially Donald Trump for me. So this morning, by the way, at 9 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Sarah Rodriguez, the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Wisconsin. But this morning's show is dedicated to women. And men, that doesn't mean you can't be engaged and involved. Behind every great woman, there's a great man. I know Calvin is like, hey, it should be the other way around. Not in this case. that wasn't a Freudian slip. Okay. And so we're going to talk, and I want to talk with women. Men, you're welcome. The phone lines are open at 855-752-4842 because women are going to be the saving grace. You know, four years ago, it was women who made sure Donald Trump didn't get reelected. And after some of the things this lunatic has said in the last few days, what he's guaranteed is the fact that women are going to make sure that this lunatic does not, you know, get reelected. Now, men, many of them are going to be voting overwhelmingly, you know, for Donald Trump, especially white men. They're going to be voting for Donald Trump. But women aren't going to be voting for him. And there's nothing he can do to prevent them from making sure he doesn't get reelected. So the music, the conversation, you know, want to hear from women. I'm not, you know, dismissing any male caller, but women are going to be the saving grace. Because, man, we just can't figure it out. We hear, man, we're going to talk about Donald Trump in New Mexico yesterday, making a total ass of himself. But that's who he is. He doesn't have enough sense to know that there's, if you're a bigoted person, maybe there's some times you should be cognizant of what you are saying around a group of people who don't look like you. He's such, you know, a foolish man that he doesn't even know that. So if a man can be that foolish and to not realize that what comes out of his mouth hurts a whole group of people, why should that man be president of the United States? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about something he said about Liz Cheney yesterday. These things in of and by themselves should totally disqualify this lunatic from becoming president of the United States. 855-752-4842. You know, Sandy's not here today, so I'm going to have to go it alone. But trust me, I'm more than qualified to do it. And there's going to be some fireworks because the election is on Tuesday. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tappo Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend, cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor, no one's ever gonna keep me down again, whoa. It only serves to make me more determined to achieve my final goal. And I come back even stronger, not a novice any longer, cause you deepen the conviction in my soul. Oh, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom on the plain. Yes, I pay the price, but look how much I get.
All right, all right. You know what? I remember Helen Reddy. And when, you know, that song came out. And so you think about the accomplishments of women since that song came out. And so they're not going back. And so a knuckle-dragging person like Donald Trump is not going to be able to defeat the progress that women have made. So, you know, yes, it's going to be a tight race. But women are going to drag us over the finish line. Because at stake, it's all of their gains. They don't want to go back to a time where women had to be in the kitchen or in the bedroom. I've lived long enough to have seen that. Donald Trump represents that. Again, totally disrespectful to women. And so women who support Donald Trump, you know, I don't get it, you know. I honestly don't get it. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning to you, Al. You say what?
Can't touch this. I expected to hit at first.
Okay.
Right. Anyway, and I appreciate you and Calvin talking about my weather. It's just now getting comfortable. See, anytime it's under 70 degrees, that's comfortable. Then we get the good weather when the snow comes. See, that's my kind of thing. Anyway. That's why you can't touch this.
Do you know, Al, this president, former President Trump, the more he opens his mouth, the more you can't even begin to believe that there's anybody, you know, who thinks that this is the right person to lead the world, man. I mean, I don't. Go ahead, Al.
No, I was going to say, why after all that has happened and all that he has done and everybody knows about it, why are they listening to him in the first place? The point is they're afraid, fear, that white people are going to not be in control of everything. And they think that everybody is going to come at them to get revenge for all they've done to everybody else. We don't think like that. We just want him to get the hell out the way so we can move on with the rest of our lives and try to make this a better world. But see, they're afraid of the fact that they will lose control. And when they lose control, what's going to happen? Other people are going to step up and try to put all of this other stuff behind us. But they don't see it that way. They think all of the degradation that they have put on everybody for the last 200-300 years, oh, they're going to turn it on us. We ain't got time for that stupidity.
You know, Al, thank you very much for the call. You know, 855-752-4842. Again, the only saving grace, women. Women aren't going to vote for that chump. You know, they're just not. Because of where they've come from. And where they're headed. He will stunt all that growth. He will turn back the clock. Make America great again when women were in the kitchen and in the bedroom. That's Donald Trump. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Hang on.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Rusk County town is appealing a federal injunction requiring it to use accessible voting machines. The town of Thornapple was hit with the injunction a few weeks ago, accused of violating the Help America Vote Act by removing voting machines and deciding to hand count paper ballots for the April and August primary elections. The town's appeal challenges the definition of voter system. The town attempted to have the lawsuit dismissed, but their motion was denied by Wisconsin Western District Chief U.S. Judge James Peterson. A Rice Lake man accused of evading police during a high-speed chase has been located and charged. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Office, 21-year-old Logan Olson of Rice Lake was charged with fleeing an officer, recklessly endangering safety, operating with a revoked license, and bail jumping on Monday. The chase started when a Barron County officer attempted to stop the motorcycle being driven by Olson when he fled. He allegedly reached speeds of 90 miles per hour and escaped by driving on a walking trail where police could not follow. The Family Resource Center in Eau Claire has announced a massive fundraising campaign to continue getting free books to area kids. The organization is looking to raise $1.6 million so they can continue the Dolly Parton Imagination Library program. With the help of the program, the organization has delivered over 37,000 books to area kids. Families with kids 5 years old or under can sign up for the program to get one free book per month. The Family Resource Center is looking for both donations and people to be involved with the fundraising campaign. Demand for parking in downtown Eau Claire is on the rise, and city officials are still working on solutions. A report on the parking situation found that residents are especially looking for more parking in the evening to take advantage of the nightlife options in the city. Officials also say two of the four parking ramps in the area have reached the end of their useful life, so the city could lose even more available parking soon. Some consideration has been given to paid on-street parking, but that proposal was set aside due to community pushback. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Holiday movie season is about to kick off, and there are two big films to be released in the next couple weeks. And theater owners and studio executives are hoping they crush the gate. It's not quite Barbenheimer, but Gladiator 2 and Wicked both open November 22nd, and cumulatively are estimated to pull in almost $150 million to help kick off the holiday box office. Hopefully these films match the amount of buzz and hype that is brewing throughout Hollywood. A Hollywood actor is headed to prison for 12 months and a day for his part in the January 6th insurrection in 2021. Actor Jay Johnston has appeared in shows like Bob's Burgers, Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, and the critically acclaimed Mr. Show. According to NBC News, the actor, who was also in Anchorman and Men in Black 2, pleaded guilty to obstructing officers during civil disorder. According to Variety, the actor stole a police shield to help make a wall against police and pinned an officer against a doorframe and was arrested a month later. Tough way to get a new headshot. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer, mid to upper 50s, and then we have more rain on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Darren Von Rudin, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories, and in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, could there be winds of change blowing through the northern part of Wisconsin? We'll talk to Kyle Kilborn running against Tom Tiffany. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And if you're just joining us, I was at an event with former President Bill Clinton on yesterday, addressing the black clergy. To be quite frank with you, I was a little taken aback because it appeared to me as if many of the black clergy were looking to, you know, not vote for Kamala Harris, and they were hiding behind, well, the Bible says there shouldn't be abortion. And I'm like, I'm looking at this, and I'm really, my mind is just running, you know, 500 miles an hour. Man, how can you be so stupid? So we hide behind the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And we say that this is the reason that I can't vote for Kamala Harris and the Democrats because they're supporting abortion. And I'm like, hey, man, I mean, what is it? How can you be so gullible? So you say I can't vote for Kamala Harris and the Democrats because of abortion, and yet you throw away all the other things that Donald Trump has said, and we're going to get into it in a few minutes. He was in New Mexico yesterday and was just an absolute blithering idiot. You know, he has no self-control about hurting people. But if the only thing that you think is important is abortion, man, we got some problems. So again, thank God for women who are going to be the arbiters in the end and who will be the force field that will prevent Donald Trump from becoming president again. Let's go to Julie from Jackson. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Oh, hi, Earl. I don't understand why you call them stupid. If that's the reason that's how they feel, that's how they feel. See, this is and women, please, we're smarter than all of this. It's not about abortion. How many women do you know in their lifetime have ever been faced with the decision of an abortion, to get an abortion or not? Because I'll tell you what, I'm a woman, and I got pregnant the summer out of high school, unfortunately, made some bad decisions, and I was faced with a tough decision, and I gave that child up for adoption. And I'm glad I did, because a lot of people that have abortions are messed up the rest of their lives mentally. It's a hard, it's not an easy choice. And it's also not the only thing that a woman thinks about as far as when she's voting. And a woman doesn't just vote for somebody because they're a woman. And we don't not vote for somebody because we think they're stupid. We don't like
them. So, Julie, I want you to hang on a second because I've got another woman on, and I'm going to let you have a conversation with her. She's on the other side of the spectrum from you. So these are two women from both sides of the spectrum. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. How are you doing? You just heard Julie from Jackson. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I'm on the other side, unfortunately. I believe in women's rights. I have struggled all my life and to do the right thing. And I believe that a woman has a right to make a decision on her body. As far as I myself cannot live in another person's mind or what their decision is. But if they make a decision that they need to terminate this pregnancy for whatever reason, it is her decision between her and God and nobody else. That's the way I think.
Julie, you want to respond to that?
I totally agree with that.
Well,
nobody's saying that we're banning that no woman is going to be able to get abortion ever, anywhere, anytime.
Hey Julie, there are parts of this nation that is the case. You know that, don't you?
Then don't, in some states, which, you know, are backwards.
Yeah, but you said there's nowhere in this country, Julie.
It's not the country. Okay. We're talking about states. It's up to the states now. So those states, if you live in a state like that, unfortunately, I feel bad for you. You're either going to have to, you know, get out there and get people to get it to change. I'm not saying that nothing's perfect. This is the problem here. Nothing's perfect. No human being's perfect. Bill Clinton,
Julie, you are the exception, not the rule, with women when it comes to that. You know that, don't you?
No, I think a lot of women just don't voice their opinions about it.
Okay, Julie, hang on. Susan, you want to respond?
Well, I think that they're putting a lot of pressure on women. They are pulling away on women's rights. They want women in the home again and not out working. I have worked so hard in my life for women's rights. Do you realize in 1970, for every dollar a man made, a woman made 50 cents doing the same exact job? Now we are at a plateau where we make 85 cents for every dollar a man makes. And a woman has to work that much harder because not only in a situation where the man leaves the family through a divorce or whatever, the women have to care for the children, have to find daycare, take care of them when the children are sick, and still provide. In the state of Wisconsin, has no-fault divorce. So even if a man, if you have four kids and you get a divorce, that doesn't mean that the man is going to pay for his children. You have to take them back to court. And when a woman has a low-paying job supporting four children, where do you think she's going to get the money to take the husband back to court to get child support?
So, Susan, hang on. Susan, hang on. So, Julie, this is from Tony. If there's no perfect option, let's let women decide what's best for them individually. Your response, Julie.
Amen. I agree.
No, but they took that away.
Susan,
they took that away.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't think they took that away?
No. And they? Who is they?
The Supreme Court. The Supreme Court took it away. Roe versus Wade.
The states to make up. The states individually decide.
Yeah, but if you live, Julie, if you live in a state where the state decides, and it wasn't like that before Donald Trump and his picks for the Supreme Court, you say that the women aren't just going to vote for abortion. This is not about abortion. It's their rights to make decisions without the courts and the government being involved. Go ahead.
Okay, like I said, this is this issue in a woman's lifetime. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's very low on any of these decisions. Unfortunately, some women have to make these hard decisions. Susan, nobody wants any woman just to stay in the home. I don't know where that came from. And if they do choose to stay in the home, that's great. If you're married with four kids and you end up getting divorced, is Kamala Harris going to give you money? What are you talking about? This isn't, the government doesn't have anything to do with your personal life. So you choose to get married in Wisconsin, that's a no fault. I don't know anything about the divorce laws here, but it's a, whatever it is, then, I'm sorry. That's your personal business. This is so, like, Earl, I just want to say one other thing. Please don't, if you think that because if a man says something derogatory about a woman with other men, and then somehow we all hear when it comes out and we can hear that conversation, I got to tell you, nobody really cares. You on the air the other week, whenever it was, were talking about Fox News and said their news reporters that are female were eye candy. So should we not listen to you? I don't, nobody get, it's.
Say, let me, so let me say this. Let me say this to you, Julie. If you can't discern the difference between that and a man talking about grabbing a woman by their privates, then, you know, I don't even know why we're having this conversation. A man is running for president of the United States who says, if you're famous, you should be able to kiss a woman against her desires. Major difference, my friend. If you don't think that it's not, I don't know where else to go with you. Thank you very much for the call. Thank you, Susan. Let's go to CJ. Go ahead, CJ. You're up.
Well, thank you, Earl. I guess before I, you've changed subjects a couple of times, but you said you had, thanks for taking my call, you had President Clinton give a speech. If you recall, one thing he said is that Lake and Riley would still be alive if the border czar would have done
hey,
his
job. Hey, CJ, I'm not going there, man. Okay? I'm not going to let you change the subject. I'm talking about women. We're talking about women and their decisions in this election. So let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning. Earl, man, I don't understand people. Julie, I wasn't even thinking about Julie until she called. I wonder, does Julie have any sympathy for the young women that have died because the doctors were sitting there and saying, we can't do anything about this because of the law in this state? What news is Julie listening to? Every Republican I hear is talking about a national abortion ban if Donald Trump wins. Donald Trump lies the minute his eyes open up. So when Donald Trump comes out and says, oh, I'm not going to sign a national abortion ban, he would do that on day one. And as far as the black pastors, Earl, I don't understand the ignorance of people. The ignorance of black people when it comes to saying, well, I can't support Kamala Harris, whether it's because she's a woman or because she supports abortion. No, she doesn't support abortion. She supports a woman being able to make a decision on her own. Donald Trump and the Republicans will have us back in slavery if they could. When he talks about making America great again or going back to where it used to be, that's having black people do what they
Hey, Charles, man, thank you very much. Guys, hang on. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President
President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You know, talking about women, their role in this election, and it is my belief that they're going to be the ones who are going to save, you know, the Titanic from sinking because, you know, too many men don't see Donald Trump for what he really is. Women do. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Happy Friday.
Yes, sir.
Out there this morning, but the sun is shining. Real quick, in normally on the abortion issue, that's something I stay a ways away from. You know, this is a woman's issue. It's for women to settle, bottom line. But I have to say this. You know, in the global standards of things, what other democracy is as rigid and stiff against family planning than this movement here in America, you know, where it's very restrictive? What other Western or democratized nation are the doctors so afraid to treat women with fundamental ectopic pregnancy care, for example? And the answer is there are none. You know, North Korea is a close comparison, but according to world standards, if we were to adopt this abortion issue as Trump is pushing, you know, we would be in the Stone Age. But the reason why I called is specifically about the ramifications of this guy. You know, your caller earlier said, you know, asked a question, it's a $1 million question. Why is he even relevant after all the chaos, all the gaslighting, all the assaults on so many different walks of life? And the only solution, or excuse me, the only answer to that I can come up with is because the GOP, the once very, very proud Republican Party, has sold itself out. There is nothing conservative about Donald Trump in MAGA. There is nothing constitutional. There is nothing that it symbolizes, you know, the mores and the values of 240 years of our nation. There is nothing. But yet, because the narrative has been so successfully adopted and spread by this well-organized machine to where they've even got the black clergy to sign up across the country to for this one issue, and that is abortion, as the movie Blackface clearly described. So the close, you know, hatred, bigotry, fascism, racism, these are all words used by people on the inside of the the Trump administration. A four-star General Kelly, Milley, and others. These are the people that worked side by side with this man for year after year. And anybody who knows the military, they are non-political. These guys don't lean left or right. They are taught that from the first day of basic training. And for America not to hold closely the words of the people that are there to serve and take the spirit of service, public service, seriously, to the point where you, again, Kelly is a gold star father. His own son died in the Iraq War.
Mike, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for those words in the call. Let's go to Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. You don't usually get into this fray, but you say what?
Thank you. I come from a positive perspective of the genders, and my hope is that we're witnessing an evolution in our society where we're coming from a battle of the sexes to a greater equality of the sexes between the sexes. We women and men both have our innate strengths and skills and wisdom, and better for humanity, so the survival of humanity and the planet, that we join hands and work on our society's problems.
Mary, you know, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Tom, go ahead.
Earl, this issue is either a woman's right to choose or the government's right to choose. I think I can trust women more with their own choice. And, you know, Julie just said she doesn't want government in her personal life. But yet the government is involved in one of the most personal choices that she has to make. If you do not want to terminate a pregnancy, then don't terminate a pregnancy. It's your choice. Government is forcing you to do something that should be your choice, women. And I think most women get it. So I'm not going to, you know, hammer on that. But the thing is, and men out there, you have... If someone came in and told you that the government was going to take over your body, give me a break. It would never happen.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. You know, guys, you can either hang on or, you know, call back on the other side. We're going to be joined at the top of the hour by Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. We got a lot of different things we want to talk about with her, but especially the election. So 855-752-4842, you're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Madison Entertainment critic and CityCast Madison editor Rob Thomas. And it's Friday, which means Terry Barr will be here for Bar Band Friday Night with some most excellent new tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS